Focus on nature and reality to stay on track. Life can sometimes feel overwhelming, like being lost in a snowstorm where you can't see anything ahead. In these moments, it's hard to know which way to go or what choices to make. That's why it's so important to have a clear set of principles to guide you, like having a compass when you're lost. With these guiding principles, you'll always know which direction to take and what choices will keep you on the right path, no matter how tough things get. They'll serve as basic truths you can rely on to help you achieve your goals. But how do you figure out what those principles should be? It starts with being realistic about life. Don't trick yourself into thinking life will always be smooth. Ray Dalio, a well-known author, learned this the hard way. One of his key rules is to rely on rational thinking and not let emotions control decisions. We all eventually face the reality that life isn't perfect. Just think about nature. It may be tough to watch a gazelle get caught by hyenas, but this is part of the natural order that keeps ecosystems balanced. Denying this reality or trying to interfere could create problems. So, remember, things will go wrong sometimes, but failure is often a chance to learn, grow, and adapt. Just like businesses that survive by bouncing back from challenges, you'll need to do the same. Accept the tough times and keep improving along the way. Choose the right goal and keep growing. It's crucial to set the right goal and keep learning and improving as you go. You don't need to be a pro athlete to apply their training methods. In fact, viewing life like a game can help you stay focused on your goals and push through tough times. Even the top athletes face slumps, so remember, life won't always be smooth. When things aren't going your way, the key is to stay calm until things improve. But before you start, you need to pick a clear goal, and the best way to do that is by focusing on what matters most to you. One mistake people make is trying to chase too many goals at once. The reality is, choosing one goal means leaving other goals behind, so pick wisely by knowing what you truly want. If you're passionate about something but feel like you lack the skills, don't let that stop you. It's never too late to learn something new or get better at what you love. Once you've set your goal, the next step is to carefully look at any obstacles you might face. This is where being realistic comes in. Don't avoid problems just because they're personal, and don't brush off issues by being too optimistic. If you have a flaw, like getting easily distracted, don't ignore it. Recognizing your weaknesses isn't a failure, it's the first step in controlling them. Being honest with yourself and others, known as radical truth and transparency, is essential for building strong, long-lasting relationships at work and beyond. Radical truth and transparency for strong workplace relationships. Ray Dalio, the founder of Bridgewater Associates, believes in running his business with extreme truth and transparency. Radical truth means not hiding important issues, which creates an open environment where employees feel comfortable speaking up. This approach helps prevent bad decisions because people are constantly sharing feedback, improving things, and catching mistakes before they happen. At Bridgewater, this principle applies to everyone, including the executives. For example, when the company considered selling one of its divisions, the senior managers didn't keep it a secret. Instead, they held a meeting and honestly informed the employees about the sale. If managers try to hide something like this, it often causes distrust and frustration since rumors usually spread anyway, so why not respect the employees by being upfront? Radical transparency goes hand in hand with radical truth. It's about being clear about expectations for both employees and management. Managers and employees should treat each other like partners in a long-term relationship, showing respect, looking out for each other, and clearly defining responsibilities. A workplace thrives when employees care more about their co-workers than they expect to be cared for. While this approach may seem extreme, especially in competitive environments where people are usually only focused on themselves, it leads to better productivity and quality. When employees focus on building relationships based on cooperation, honesty, and generosity, the whole workplace benefits. Radical honesty in employee reviews. Radical honesty also extends to how employee reviews are handled. People aren't always dishonest with bad intentions. Most of the time, they're dishonest out of kindness. For example, the author once thought about promoting an employee to a leadership role because many colleagues thought he deserved it. However, When the author looked at the company's employee tracking data, which contained numerous metrics, the results showed the employee didn't have the right qualities for the position. While it may seem nicer to offer the promotion based on others' praise, the key to success isn't radical kindness, it's radical honesty. The reality is, disregarding the data would harm everyone involved. People often overrate their abilities and contributions. For instance, when Bridgewater Associates employees were asked to estimate their contribution to the company's success, their combined answers added up to 301%. This shows that managers need to have a clear understanding of each employee's work, as employees usually don't. Being honest and accurate benefits not only the business but also the employees. Psychologists explain that people are driven to improve when they feel the discomfort of failure. When a mistake is so painful that you never want to repeat it, this moment is called hitting rock bottom, and it can be a strong motivator for change. Addressing an employee's weaknesses is time-consuming and should take priority over celebrating their strengths. Praising someone for doing well is straightforward, but figuring out why someone is struggling and finding ways to fix the issue takes more time, effort, and resources. Flowcharts and metrics for improved performance. Flowcharts and metrics are effective tools for boosting performance. Once you establish a goal for your business, you can think of your employees as parts of a machine. This machine drives your company toward its objectives. For the author, his goal was to give clients the best possible returns on their investments, and he often felt like a mechanic working to enhance the engine of his business. This analogy helps remind managers of their responsibilities and what needs fixing. Every machine should include a process flowchart that clearly illustrates how work moves from one employee to another until it's completed. With this tool, you can quickly identify where problems arise and what actions you need to take as the mechanic. No one enjoys reprimanding or firing employees, but remember that a key principle of success is being realistic. You can't pretend that you can avoid tough business decisions. Another useful tool for checking your machine for maintenance needs is metrics or performance measurements. Having a system to accurately track performance is like having a dashboard for your machine. Metrics can greatly improve productivity, and since they are objective, accurate, and trustworthy, they fit well in an environment that values radical truth and transparency. With a clear view of what employees are doing and how well they are doing it, managing the team becomes much easier. If you're unsure about what to do, you can use benchmarking tools. Now that you know how to keep your engine running smoothly, let's explore how to create a solid machine. Build organizations from the top down and monitor manager-to-employee ratios. When building an organization, it's crucial to start from the top down and watch the manager-to-employee ratios. As you work toward your goals, you'll inevitably face problems, but don't let them throw you off course. Problems actually drive improvement for many businesses, as long as you structure your organization to identify and solve them quickly. One of the best ways to set up your business is to focus on top leadership first. Think of your company structure like an upside-down building, with the foundation being your managers. Having strong, reliable managers with high standards is essential. If a manager lacks these qualities, their weaknesses will eventually affect the entire team. However, when managers give credit for great work, enforce quality control, and provide solid oversight, their teams will meet those high expectations. To address issues quickly, give each department enough autonomy and resources to solve problems without being bogged down by bureaucracy. If departments are tied up in red tape, they can't function effectively. It's also important to maintain a balanced ratio of managers to staff. A good guideline is to avoid having more than 10 employees per manager, with the ideal ratio being around 5 employees for each manager. This allows managers to build stronger relationships and understand each employee better. Still, it's important not to stick to rigid rules about team size. Adjust based on the manager's abilities and the team's needs. Now that you understand these principles, you can begin applying them to create a dynamic, evolving, and successful organization. Key points. 1. Stick to clear principles to guide decisions and stay on track when things get tough. 2. Accept reality and logical thinking instead of letting emotions drive choices. 3. Set focused goals and keep improving by addressing personal weaknesses honestly. 4. Radical truth and transparency build strong relationships and prevent bad decisions. 5. Honest performance evaluations are key to fair growth and improvement for everyone. 6. Use tools like flowcharts and metrics to boost productivity and identify problems early. 7. Build from the top down with great managers and a balanced staff to manager ratio.